More than 500 children are killed every single day around the world as a result of a road traffic crash. And that's an alarming statistic. And it really puts road crashes as a leading cause of death for children around the world.
And it's really good that you are bringing attention to this issue on a global scale. And I know that in the United States is a very, very big issue. But for developing nations, it's really an even bigger problem.
Well, children living in poorer nations in the low and middle income countries are most at risk. We know that 95% of the global fatalities occur among children in low and middle income countries. Now, part of the reason for that is a lack of the laws that we here in the United States might take for granted concerning speeding, drinking and driving, the use of car seats or even seatbelts, along with road infrastructure and the design of vehicles that are on the highway, including motorcycles, and a lack of helmet laws. So there are a number of factors that contribute to fatalities for children who are both in vehicles and pedestrians.
What are some of the things that you all are doing right now to bring this alarming statistic of child fatalities on the road to a worldwide stage?
The United Nations has declared May 4th through May 10th Global Road Safety Week, and the focus of this particular week is on the needs of children. Save Kids is supporting a campaign called Save Kids Lives, and that's the official campaign for the third UN Global Road Safety Week. The campaign is calling on action from policymakers to improve laws and improve roads and improve vehicles so that we can keep kids safer.
How can a developing country with little to no resources be able to bring this issue to the forefront?
Well, bringing awareness to it, we've seen very simple solutions. Think about the ability of children who are walking to school, an act that every child hopefully is doing in the course of their young lives. We have to make sure that those children can be seen and that they can see oncoming vehicles, and that if they're crossing a highway or a road, that there is a safe crossing place. So whether it's a traffic signal or zebra stripes painted on the road, making sure the kids don't have to dart between speeding vehicles to get from one side of the street to the other to get to their school, that can be a very simple solution. You can think of zebra stripes. You can think of crossing guards. These are low-income solutions, along with controlling the speed in the school zone.
What are some countries that have the highest fatalities for children?
There are definitely regional variations, and we look at regions as opposed to country by country because the data on road crashes by country, particularly in low and middle income countries, is very sparse. So in Africa, Africa has the highest rate of fatalities in the low income countries, with a death rate of 15.6 per 100,000 people population. If you compare that to Europe, Europe has one of the lowest rates for low-middle-income countries with a fatality rate of 5.6. Now, that gets even lower when we look at some countries that have a fatality rate of 2.9 in high-income countries. So the variation per population is quite dramatic. And while that's given as a rate of fatalities, if you look at the total number of estimated deaths, 500 per day, close to 200,000 children per year. We're really approaching the rates that we see from infectious diseases. And in fact, for kids between the ages of 15 and 19, road crashes are the leading cause of death.
I understand also that a document has been drafted by children called the UN's Child Declaration. Can you tell us about that?
The Child Declaration is being signed by kids around the world. It's being highlighted in schools around the world, and we are looking to collect over 100,000 signatures so that these declarations can be delivered to policymakers at the highest levels, at the UN, at the World Health Organization, to presidents of nations, to local policymakers. We all have a stake in improving road safety, no matter where we live, but most particularly in low and middle income countries.